Oral Chesteves, Tuesday night, Monday night. We're learning Shar HaNefesh. We're up to Perek Shlishi, where he starts enumerating the Cheshbon HaNefeshes that a person should make, the things a person should contemplate and think about and consider and turn over in his mind. Number one was the very fact that he exists. The first couple, like Lashitas, Chavos Avodos Lashitas, so to speak, the first couple are going to be things to be grateful to Hashem for. It's not going to be all 30, although you can certainly make a list of a few million, but in the 30 major principles of life that a person should consider and think about. So the first couple will be how he has to be grateful to Hashem for XYZ. Page Reish Lamed Tes, Perek Shlishi. So number one was the fact that he exists. And we were Myrach a little about that. He's not a tree, he's not a rock, he's not inorganic. Number two, which we're in the middle of, we'll stop in the beginning, the last three lines on page Reish Lamed Tes. This is already that he physically exists, and the way his physical body is constructed. The last three lines of Reish Lamed Tes, Cheshbon Adam and Nafsho, to realize, and this is really heavy duty Shar HaBechina, because the way to think about it is to go through Shar HaBechina, or create your own Shar HaBechina and learn about the human body, which means all of the Evorim and all of the joints and all of the muscles and all of the tendons, and the blood delivery system, and the waste system to get it out, and the way everything interacts with the lungs, and the way it chews up food, and the way it digests food, and the way you get your nutrients. Everything about the person's body. How he exists. B'chibur gufo. It's put together, like, maybe it means the spinal cord, the way his body hangs together. The shichlul tzuraso, it fits together, like all the pieces fit, like a good Lego set. And the arms are in the right place, and the legs are in the right place, and the ears are in the right place. Everything's perfectly suited. Some say it means the koach hadibur, umino, v'shichlul tzuraso, umino v'tabnus evoro, the way his fingers are shaped, the way his hand is shaped, with the fingers, separate. An animal has fingers? Does any animal have fingers?
Monkeys.
Monkey has five fingers separate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure.
Then he says everything. He says the miracle of birth. He's not talking about the fetus even, the 9-month miracle. He's talking about the miracle of being expelled from the body and surviving it, coming out, getting born. The itud akalkoloso, and the arrangement of what sustains. This is all in the second cheshbon, things you have to think about. The miracle of sustenance that the Uber had, right? It couldn't get too much food, too little food. It can be dangerous to the mother. And it had just enough sustenance that it needs. Bachreichein, when it's born, the Haroiloi, Behesem, the Trachov. So it's all Toiv of Bechesem, the Eis Hashem Olav. Top line in page Reish Mem. So this is cheshbon number two. Again, the first couple cheshbonos are things that a person should think. They're all things that a person should think about. And the first couple talk about thinking about this and feeling the gratitude towards Hashem that you have to feel. And thinking about that and thinking and feeling the gratitude they have to feel towards Hashem. So here the first one was that he exists. The second one was the way his body is constructed. The Dami Benav show, everything, if you start delving into it with the fingers and the palms and the joints and the knees, it's what's it called when something bends, it's like very strategically placed. The knees are a good place in the body. V'yudame b'navsho. Ilu ha'yachoser mitchilas b'riyoso b'liyudayim or inayim or aglayim. Let's say he was born blind. Or deaf, or anything, without hands, without feet. Someone was able to restore him to full capacity. Someone was able to restore his eyesight. So he would not be able to stop thinking the guy. Anything you say, just how can I pay you back? How can I express my gratitude? So imagine Hashem gave you much more than an eye. He gave you everything you have. That his body, as I say, hangs together. Perfect. Two eyes is perfect. Two ears is perfect. One nose is perfect. Where it is. The Gemara talks about why the special placement of the breast to give milk. By an animal, it's in a makom matunaf. And by an adam, it's a makom mechubad. By the lave, everything is... And the whole biology of the human body is amazing. It's like not a good enough word. But imagine if you were missing your eyesight and someone gave it to you. So you would not know what to do with yourself to say thank you. And Hashem gives us so much more. Ka'amro, zuchorno ki kachomer asisoni, begoimu haloi kacholot tatichaini, you'll form me, you'll mix me. Oru bosa talbisheni, chayim v'chesed asisa imodi, v'omar kato kanisa chil yosoi, tusukeini beveden imi, okay, so now what's left? Number three. Again, the first couple are just the immense gratitude you have to feel. So number one is for existence, number two is for the body. It's such a perfect body, it could do so many things, it's suited for so many things, and everything's shaped. Number three is that Hashem gave you seichel. So you have to think about it. He wants you to spend time every week thinking about at least one of these things. Number three is cheshbono emnafsho v'hasagoso. It hits you, Toivus Hashem Olav. Wow, thank you, Hashem. Banikolos HaSeichel, that Hashem gave him the ability to think, to reason, to everything we do. That's with Seichel. Bahavchona, and the ability to discern, the ability to see beyond the surface. And then he says also, Im kamo midos nalos umalos nechbados. He could have made this mamash a thing in itself. And with all of the midos that a person has, a person gets angry, a person is happy, a person is sad, a person is skulk. The Chavis Hadov is actually in the 10th parak, lists all of the inner turmoil, contradictions that are going on inside of a person. But Lamaisa, he emerges with midos nalos umalos. So that is the quality of a person more than other balichai. The yale alibo, he should imagine, just like he did this in number two, also he did this trick. Imagine, and then a person comes along and he realized, like his eyes are opened up. He sees where. Vanikli also had him kamos avika yisrael matzavuat al mashayel ofechen, and he appreciates, and now he could see. So here he's talking about, I'm sorry, seichel, and he gives him seichel, and now all of a sudden he can reason and think and figure things out and be creative and deduce. Would it be enough his whole lifetime to thank this person that gave him seichel? V'mecheldo she'ei tomid modelo mevorchu al kach t'muras mashe gemolo. Kal v'chaim raboi yusale. It's a seichel and memory and the mind is split into all these parts and all these, and it's a seed of emotion also. Asher in tachlus and tovo sovaleinu. This is why you can't be mesaper neflos Hashem and Avin. Sofla chasod v'imanu. K'maymer achosid. Rabbo sosisa to Hashem alokai. Neflosecho v'umachshvosecho eleinu. Ein aroch eilecho.